Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, November 9th, 2009. Today is a special edition of Plus Model Radio sponsored by Faith 21. Celebrated by many style-conscious and trendy-savvy shoppers, Forever 21 has quickly become the source for the most current fashions at the greatest value. Forever 21 is growing quickly, featuring new and exciting store environments, a consistent flow of fun and creative clothing designs, and the accessories to make your look come together at the right price. A phenomenon in the fashion world, Forever 21 provides shoppers with an unprecedented selection of today's fashions, always changing and always in style. Hearing the cries of their customers, Forever 21 recently launched Faith 21, the plus-size version of their trendy clothing. Faith 21 offers dresses, tops, jeans, tanks, leggings, and skirts in a junior plus size XL to 3X. The line's designs will be consistent with what Forever 21 currently has to offer. Current trends at the greatest value. The average American woman is a size 14, with so many designers not producing items larger than a size 10. Faith 21 was created to reach out to this market. Prices will range from an affordable $3.50 to a reasonable $35. In celebration of the new plus-size clothing line, Faith 21 has launched a model search called the Most Stylish Gal Contest, and their guest judge, Mia Tyler, is here today to tell us more about Faith 21 and the model search. So let's welcome Mia to the show.
Hey, Shanice.
Hey, Mia. Welcome back to Plus Model Radio. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about your partnership with Faith 21.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's the very first model search that they're doing, and it's really – I'm just excited that they actually extended their sizes because I love their clothes and nothing ever fits. So I don't have to buy just their stretchy things now. I can actually go in there and get some real clothes and feel comfortable in them. So, but, yeah, they contacted me and said, hey, we want to do this model search. I was like, I absolutely 100% want to be involved.
And I remember having a conversation with you, and you were telling me that, people think I'm so rich and famous and I just wow these fabulous designers, but I really look for bargains and reasonable price clothing. Because people would think that you wouldn't shop at a store like this, but this is the type of things that you look for just like the average woman.
Yeah, I had never been into Forever 21 until a couple years ago because I always thought it was for like little girls. And my friend dragged me in there, and I went crazy because everything's – it's really reasonably priced, and that's really important, and especially right now with the economy. And they have, like, some of the cutest clothes. And that was my big problem, though, is that I'd have to just wear their stretchy stuff, because nothing would fit. So I love their stuff, and I'm so excited that they have plus-size stuff now.
And Forever 21 is already a very successful store. So why do you think they decided to enter the plus-size market when many companies don't want to touch the plus-size market?
I think anybody that's smart, any company that's smart would do that. I think there is just such a big demand for it. And they're the perfect company for it, just because they do make everything so reasonably priced and it's made well. So I think that, you know, it was just a natural, the way that society is today, it's so mainstream now to be, I guess, plus size. I mean, that's what it seems like to me. And I think, anybody that has a company, that's the direction that you kind of need to go into now. Everybody does skinny stuff, so what's going to set you apart from everyone else? And I think actually putting some love and attention and care into plus-size clothes is a really smart thing for them to do.
Right, I agree. Now, tell us about the plus-size fashion in general, or the lack of. Where do you think Faith 21 fits into the scope of things, of what's already out there?
I think a lot of plus-size companies just make clothes and stretch them out, and they don't put a lot of, you know, care or thought into them. And then there's other companies that are just so expensive, and I just don't think it's fair to sell, you know, jeans for $100 when it doesn't even cost anywhere near that to make them. And I think that's the beauty of Forever 21 is they're actually making clothes that are out and that are young and fun, and they're making them at a really reasonable price. And that's, you know, the beauty of, unfortunately, that's where our economy has taken us. But at the same time, it's giving plus size women a chance to, you know, fit in and have clothes that skinny girls wear and be just as comfortable and have fun. And I think that's really what it comes down to.
Right. Now, have you tried on or own anything from Faith 21 yet? And if so, how does it fit?
Yeah, I went actually down to the headquarters and stuff, and I checked out some stuff. I don't own anything yet. It's been such a crazy busy time for me right now, but that's one of the like big things that we talked about. I was like, I can't wait to get into the store and just kind of go crazy. But I mean, I have no doubt that I'm going to find tons of things, because if I find tons of things in the regular girl section, I think I'll just probably go crazy in the bigger
right,
girl.
When everything fits your size.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love walking into a store and knowing that there's like a specific section for the things that I like, so I don't have to run around the store trying to find stuff. Like, if there's an area and I can just go straight to it, then more power to the store.
Right, right. So tell me about the most stylish gal contest.
Basically, what you do is you take a picture of yourself in one of the Faith items, anything that you have. It's basically just showing, you know, Forever 21, how comfortable and confident you look and you feel in their clothes. I mean, this is kind of like their new little baby. And so they really want to see how people react to it. And I think it's cool that they're making it so that you have to be in one of their pieces. And 'cause that's really what it's about. And we want to see how stylish you can make Forever 21's clothes look. And so the contest is going, I think, until the 18th. So I think mm-hmm. that's about a week. And you just got to send a picture of yourself, like a full body picture, and send it into Forever. What is it? Oh, I'm looking. Sorry. Send it into forever21.com/faith21contest. But if you go to forever21.com, you can see, I think it's a huge image right when you go on the website,
mm-hmm.
pops right up. And there's more details, because I think there's a couple rules. You know, there's
yeah, I want to go through some of those things. Now, one of the things I read about the contest are that entrance under contract with a modeling agency or have modeling representation can't enter. So this contest is for somebody with no representation, just the average regular girls that would shop at the store, not anybody sending in their portfolio pictures.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not about being a professional model. This really is trying to find just a regular girl, you know, stylish girl that goes into the store and buys the clothes. It has nothing to do with, you know, being pro, and it's not about, you know, launching your career. It's really honestly just about...
Well, but being in the ad is a good tear, I can say.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. But, I'm just saying, like, on a professional level, you know, professional models and stuff like that. This is really just kind of about, like, regular girls showing their personal style.
Right. Now, when you enter, you also have to write about your stylish look or write or something. What are some tips that you can give to help them stand out when they write, a brief statement about your style inspiration? That's what it is.
I would just say, you know, write from the heart. I'm going to be looking at all these entries personally myself. And I just kind of want to see where people are at. I'm looking for confidence, you know, and I think just really write something from the heart, whatever, you know, however you're feeling, whether it's about, you know, what's going on and as far as like size and image and stuff and how you're feeling.
But it says about your style inspiration. So that would that be like a person that inspires you that, you know, you get your fashions from, or is it like
absolutely. It's anything that you get your style. I mean, you know, like for me, like I'm not always comfortable in all of my clothes. So depending on where I'm going or what I'm doing or who I'm with, you know, that's what inspires me to get dressed for wherever I'm going. So it really depends on you and what, you know, how you're feeling that day, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, I mean, you can look at a person, you know, that maybe you've seen in the media or something, or member or your dog or your cat, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter anything.
Right. So it's just, there's no wrong answers.
No, there's no wrong answers. I mean, honestly, I'm just going to, well, another thing that we're doing is the vote to submit, you have until the 18th, but from November 23rd to December 7th, we're going to have up all the entries. And so you know, you, the viewer, can go online and you can vote. And I'm going to personally pick my top three favorites, and I'm definitely going to take into consideration the votes. And I just think it's cool because everybody gets to kind of, like, vote along with me and, like, see, like, the process. So it's
okay,
it's
well,
like
so wait, I don't understand how that works. So do you and the judges pick the top five that make it on the website that the public votes for, or it works a different way?
You know what? I don't know. I think we're just going to put up the entries and the top three, and then I'm going to pick the top three. So I think we're just going to put up all the entries and whoever, like, people can just vote on that.
Okay. And who else is judging the contest with you?
You know what? I have no idea. I think it's me. To be honest, I think it's just me. I know that we're going to be doing another contest next year, and there'll probably be some more. And I think it's actually going to be a little bit bigger. This is just kind of the launch. But I think, as far as I know, it's just me right now. So I guess it's all on my shoulders.
Okay. And so besides having a grand winner, that is flown out for the photo shoot, there's also a second and third place. Can you tell us what the second and third place winners win?
Well, yeah, I actually don't know the third place. I only know first and second. The first place winners will get flown to L.A. You do a photo shoot, and then those pictures will be used in a campaign, as well as you get a $500 gift certificate for Forever 21 for the face. For the face line. And then the second place is you just get a $400 Faith 21 e-card. And I do have third place. Third place, sorry, is a $250 e-card. So I think those are just like gift cards.
Right, right. So even if you don't win the grand prize, you still have a chance to get some free clothes, which is a good thing too. Who doesn't like free clothing?
That's a lot of money too. You can get a lot of stuff there with that.
Yeah, especially with their prices, you could really rack up.
I know. I wish I could enter.
Now, speaking of the picture, we said, you know, you have to have your brief statement and your picture. Let's give some tips, because I know you know how some of the plus size girls, when they send in pictures for things, sometimes it's not what the companies are looking for. So
yeah, I think really it's just about showing kind of your personality, and you know, you obviously don't want to look sad and kind of just frumped over. You want to like show the clothes off. I mean, the whole point of this is we're trying to find, you know, the most stylish girl. So whatever you think is stylish, you like show that off, have fun in the picture. It has to be a full body picture because we want to see, you know, every bit of you. And we just want to see like what, you know, what's your interpretation of being the most stylish girl in the faith clothes. So it's really just about showing your personality. I wouldn't,
right.
You know,
I would say try and be in the style of Faith 21. So a commercial, trendy look as well. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it depends on your personality. I mean, one thing I hated most about modeling was like always having to act like super happy and like acting really corny, and I felt really stupid doing that. So I really think it's about your personality. I don't think that you have to completely conform to being like totally bubbly and what, you know, Forever 21 is about. I think it's about showing your personality. So, you know, if you are a goth girl and you bought, you know, the most amazing black gothy dress from Faith, you know, then show that off and show your personality. But if you're also, you know, a sweet, bubbly church going girl and, you know, you bought a pink dress, then show that off. You know, I think people's personalities are really going to come through no matter
right.
what. Yeah.
Right. Now, also, when the winner comes out to Los Angeles, will they have an opportunity to meet you, or is that not a part of the prize?
You know what? Even if it wasn't a part of the prize, I would still do it. I would love to be at the photo shoot and give them some tips and just come on down and hang out and have fun. I love being on the other side of the camera. In front of the camera, but I would love to just like go down and help out and be a part of that. So yeah, you will definitely get a chance to hang out with geeky old me.
And the winner will be notified by phone and email on or about December 14th. So another thing girls have to remember is to make sure you have your working telephone number. Make sure it's not changed before December 14th. And an email address that you check often, because sometimes people lose out on opportunities just because you can't notify them.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that whatever you're submitting, you're going to be available for.
Yeah, and you have to respond within 48 hours of being contacted. So, you know, make sure it's an email that you check often so you don't miss out on the opportunity should you win. Now, also, are there any promotions currently going for Faith 21 right now?
I don't think so. I think just this contest.
Well, with on the homepage with the contest, there's a 10% off. So if somebody, I guess, like a part of entering the contest, you have to have a Faith 21 piece or item. So I guess if you don't currently own something, they have the 10% off on the website, and you can hurry up and order something right now so you can include it in your picture before the November 18th, the deadline.
Well, you know more than I do.
Well, yeah, so it's a 10% off, so you can go get that at the website. And the Faith 21, they don't have faith21.com, because I tried to go to faith21.com, and it took me to something weird. So the website to go to get all the information is forever21.com/faith21. So if anybody, you know, is searching for it and you went to the wrong website, it's all housed under forever21.com. So any more tips for the entries? Do you know what they're looking for? It didn't have any age ranges or height or size, anything. It's just open, right?
Yeah, I think it's just really for anyone who shops it. You know, Forever 21, that's a plus-size lady. No age, no height. I mean, like I said, it's not like it's a professional, You know, and that's another thing I don't even like about the real modeling industry is all these requirements. Got to be a certain height and got to be a certain this and that. That's just like, you know, this is actually for like the real girl. No, no requirements whatsoever. Just you got to be a chunky lady.
And fashionable.
Oh yeah, yeah, and fashionable.
anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for? Do you have anything else in the works or anything coming up with Phase 21?
We're going to be doing another, like I said, another one of these contests that's going to be a little bit bigger next year, probably towards the beginning of next year. I think this is just to test the waters and get our feet wet. But as far as that, that's all I'm doing with Forever 21 right now. I'm working on doing my own show, like a reality show. So we're filming for that right now. And I'm doing a makeup line that I should have out by early next year. So just a bunch of little things.
Well, wow. Well, congratulations on all that. And let me go over the details again about the model search. The website again, to mention the link to go directly to the contest information is forever21.com/faith21contest. So forever21.com/faith21contest will take you directly to the page with all the contest information, all the instructions, and the email address you have to send your submissions to. I didn't see it. Can you send anything in snail mail, or is it all email?
What's snail mail?
Snail mail means going to the post office.
Oh.
Because it's slow, like a snail.
Oh, you know what? I think it's all, I think it's pretty much through email. There's a link for the contest with all of the rules and all of the information on that link that you just said. So
yeah.
Anybody that has questions, you can go on there and look, because I don't have them all.
Okay. And I just got another email. It's 16 and older to submit. So if you're under 16, you can't enter this contest. But, and yes, it's email only. I'm getting emails from while we're talking. So it is email only and 16 and over to enter. So again, go to forever21.com/faith21contest. To get all of the information. So one lucky girl is going to be flown to Los Angeles and be a part of a Faith 21 campaign, possibly have the opportunity to meet Mia and just be fabulous and be on the cover of the Faith 21 website. So I think it's an exciting thing.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being on the show, Mia. It's a pleasure as always, and thank you for giving us the latest scoop on what's hot with Faith 21.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, and keep me posted when all of your other projects drop so I can get the exclusives.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And thanks again to Mia Tyler and Faith 21. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. For more information about this show, visit plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.